Wrapping it up, Illich in the background bringing you some periodic mind trouble, Sprints from Dublin with Rage, Barbecue Killers, a reissue going back to 1986, that was Chester Drawers, Johnny Noise, some old stock copies found at Silk Breeze Records, that was from 2014 with Sunlight, The Afflicted Man going back to 1980 with Dustbins, and going back to 76, Les Releases Denudées with Carnival. Fantastic stuff. Tom Dash here, hanging on the Rock and Soul stream one more week. Had a blast. We'll see you here next week after the unofficial end of summer holiday weekend of Labor Day. Frank in Queens is bringing you the hard stuff in about, 60 seconds. See you next week, folks.
We'll be right back. I don't know where it started. Searching for the origins. Was it when I started thinking how a web a spider spins? Now to get this Spanish feeling, you must break the common law. Then quite soon you start to wonder what that law is really for. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frank in Queens. Thanks for joining me here on this Super Tuesday. I can be heard every Super Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Rock and Soul Radio. And as always, thanks to Tom Dash for kicking off the Super Tuesday lineup. You can be heard from 4 to 6 every week. So be sure to get here early on your Super Tuesdays to check out Tom's show. It's another installment of what we like to call Prog Stuff on tonight's Hard Stuff episode, our periodic dedication to the progressive rock genre, subgenre, whatever you want to call it, on the Hard Stuff program. Last did one back in May. It's now August, so it's time again. And so, yeah, that's what we're doing on tonight's program, which means not a lot of individual songs being played, but still a jam-packed hour of music. And without wasting any more time on mic, I'm going to tell you what you heard in tonight's first set of progressive rock. And while I'm doing that, you know the drill. If you can, direct yourself over to our webpage at rockandsoulradio.org. There you can follow along on the Accu playlist. There's also a comments board. You can get in some of the chat happening during tonight's Prog Stuff episode of the Hard Stuff program. We ended tonight's first set of music with a band from Denmark. That was Midnight Sun with the track Living on the Hill, originally released in 1971 on their self-titled debut. Got that off the 1972 U.S. pressing of that record. Came out in 1971 in Europe, didn't make it over to U.S. shores until 1972. And before Midnight Sun, we heard another one from Universe out of Cardiff, Wales with Spanish Feeling, originally released in 1971 on their lone self-titled LP. Got that from the new reissue put out by Ancient Greece Records a little over a month ago. Just another great reissue. And while most of it is not prog rock, that one that I spun most certainly is. And so we included it on tonight's Prog Stuff program. All right, a lot of music left, not much time to talk. So we're going to get right back into it. And kicking off tonight's second set of progressive rock is a band from Missouri. We're going to hear one from Joe Pritchard and Gibraltar. Here's Blind Man right here on the Hard Stuff program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio.
said that I'd go far in life if I looked straight ahead. But I just glanced, I didn't see the things before my eyes. And I fell prey to circumstance and a victim of that lie. If only I could live the life the blind man set for me. And though my eyes are
Thank you.
It's the Hard Stuff Show here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Another Prog Stuff installment of the program, as you probably guessed from listening to tonight's show. A grand total of 5 songs have been played on tonight's program, but of course still cramming in an hour's worth of music during the Hard Stuff time allotment here on this Super Tuesday. And we ended that second set of progressive rock music with a track from a band from Northwest Indiana. That was Yez de Urfa with a song called Tuta in the Moya, originally released in 1975 on their Boris LP. Got that off a new reissue put out by the Noble Records label out of North Carolina. Came out earlier in the year, maybe March or so. I'm losing track of time. But yeah, they were kind of one and done. They did record a follow-up to Boris in 1976. It was unreleased at the time, although it did finally see the light of day in 1989. But yes, the reissue of Boris put out by Noble is just fantastic pressing. Looks great, sounds great. Check them out if you like what you heard from Yez de Urfa. Before Yez de Urfa, we heard from Frumpy out of Hamburg, Germany, with I'm Afraid Big Moon, taken off their By the Way LP from 1972. That was their third and final studio album of the 1970s. They did reform in the 90s and released two more studio LPs during that decade, featuring Inga Rumpf on vocals. Just a great German prog rock, kraut rock band, however you want to distinguish them. I think both apply. And starting off that second set of music out of Missouri was Joe Pritchard and Gibraltar. That was a track called Blind Man, originally released on their lone self-titled LP from 1974, also reissued earlier this year by the Riding Easy Records label. That was a collaboration between keyboardist Joe Pritchard and the band Gibraltar, who did exist on their own. They were relatively successful in the Missouri area. Opened up for a lot of big name acts, so successful that it kept them out of the studio, actually. So they never actually recorded anything of their own except for this collaboration with Joe Pritchard. And you know what? That's just about it for tonight's Prog Stuff episode of the Hard Stuff program. Hope you enjoyed the tunes this evening. I don't have one more for you unless you count our closing theme that we sometimes play. But before we get to that, I do want to give you your weekly reminder that the Super Tuesday lineup continues on this evening when I call it quits at 7 p.m. And starting at 7 p.m., we got the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by the one and only Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash. He takes you to the 9 o'clock hour when we have the What's Happening program, normally hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. But tonight, filling in, we got guess who? Why, it's me. Actually, yes, I'm filling in for What's Happening tonight, along with Miss Christina Ginger. We'll be back at 9 p.m. So if you want to hear some more 60s-oriented rock and pop, tune in for that. We'll be closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11 p.m. Thanks for listening. Like I said, again, Grant, we jam-packed this hour of music. Don't really have time to play another full song, so I'm just going to leave you with our closing theme that we play from time to time when we're in situations just as this. This is Bye Bye Baby by Alm. Once again, this has been the Hard Stuff Show. I've been Frank in Queens. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, unless you decide to tune in for tonight's fill-in of the What's Happening program, once again, from 9 to 11. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you soon.
Kick out the jams with Joey D.
Kick out the jams with Joey D.
Kick out the jams with Joey D.
This is The Outset.
And you're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
On WFMU's Rock and Soul Stream.